Rhode Island's 25-point message, competence as campaign platform. The defeat of Rhode Island Governor Ken McKee by 24.7 percentage points in a Democratic primary is being treated as a regional story. It may be a national signal. McKee had governed since 2021, most polling suggested he would survive. Helena Foulkes, the former CVS health executive who beat him, had never held elected office. The proximate cause was a Providence Bridge replacement delayed by years of cost overruns and procurement failures, but voters do not deliver 25-point verdicts over a single project. The bridge became a symbol of everything the electorate already believed about the incumbent's ability to execute. Infrastructure is politically distinct from most policy areas because it provides an unambiguous test. Did the thing get built? Economic statistics can be spun, foreign policy outcomes debated, social program effectiveness contested, but a bridge that commuters cross or don't every day produces a verdict that rhetoric cannot easily reverse. McKee lost the argument that cannot be won rhetorically. Foulkes's campaign argument was essentially that government is a management problem and professional managers solve management problems more effectively than career politicians. Her CVS background, scaling retail health operations, overseeing a major healthcare acquisition, running one of the country's largest pharmacy benefit systems, was the credential rather than the liability. That argument is appearing across multiple electoral contexts in the current cycle and deserves scrutiny for both what it gets right and what it does not. What the competence argument gets right is that execution matters. Brilliant policy that fails in implementation loses to adequate policy implemented well. What it underweights is that governing a state is not equivalent to running a corporation. A CEO can close an underperforming division. A governor cannot close an underperforming county. A CEO optimizes against a shared objective function accountable to a board. A governor is accountable to millions of citizens with competing and irreconcilable interests. The history of corporate executives in public office is genuinely mixed for exactly this reason. Foulkes won by 25 points. Rhode Island voters have rendered their assessment. The more consequential question is whether she outperforms the generic Democratic baseline in November's general election. If her margin exceeds the party's generic favorability by more than 8 points, it would suggest her specific profile is attracting voters who would not otherwise back a Democratic candidate, evidence of a genuine coalition shift rather than a blue state default. If she wins narrowly because Rhode Island is a blue state, the McKee result was a story about an incumbent who failed at something visible, not a story about realignment.